of this Reisha and the Seifa, and we're going to focus on Davayin Hay for a couple of minutes. I was very much on his game today. Let's understand what the Gemara is bothered by. The Gemara on Ayin Hay, Amud Aleph, is bothered by the following question. Migureshes. Gemara asked, when we learned this Gemara by us, you took it at face value, you accepted it, Rashi gave a pshat, and the Gemara is very bothered. Maishna Reisha Umaishna Seif. I understand the Reisha. The Reisha makes sense. You give her a get, but you say the Nira is yours, Eina Migureshes. Why Eina Migureshes? One of two reasons that we discussed yesterday. Either because a get has to be anchored. There needs to be a nesina of that which is anchored upon. And if the nir belongs to the husband, then the osios are porchos ba'avir, and that is not an anchored ksav, and therefore it's a flawed get. That's one shot. Second shot is we saw the Rambam Shita, is that there is still husband-wife entanglement. Why is there husband-wife entanglement? Because as long as the nir belongs to him, and the osios belong to her, so he can always kind of, it belongs to him. It's not really been, he's still entangled, and therefore it's aims at krisos, it's not a bona fide krisos, ain't in the grish. The reishon comes from the safe and says, oh, but if I go ahead and make a tnai, amenashet tagziri liyasaniyar migureshes. So the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hay is bothered. Wait, how does this tnai work? Let us analyze the tnai for a second. He gives her again, he says, on the condition that you return it to me. In other words, listen to what I'm saying. When you return it to me, we are divorced. When you return it to me, we are divorced. So in that formulation, right now when he gives it again, whose paper is it? Paper, because has she returned it yet? And right now it's, he's giving it to her, but he's still got a grip on the paper. According to Rambam, he is still entangled in his paper. According to Rashi, the paper really belongs to... The paper belongs to him. So the same exact flaws on a halachic level. If you look at Rashi, and Daf Ayin Hey, Rashi points this out, is Have Kamo, it's as if he's saying, L'kishetakziri li'aniyar, la'have get. When you give me back the niyar, it'll be a get. V'imkena, my migreshes. Ha'bishaz gerishin lav mide nikita. At the time of the gerishin, she hasn't really... received anything. It's not a nesina until later, and therefore there's a flaw in this get. So why is it good? So that's the problem. The Gemara in Maseches Gerishin Daf Gittin Daf Ayin Hay and Aleph suggests four answers. The first three answers are essentially one answer, and that is there's a flaw in the Tanai. In the Tanai that we have Amenashe Takzirili, there's a flaw in the Tanai, and there are three possible flaws in the Tanai depending on who you hold on. Abai cites one, Rava cites another, and Rav Ada Bar Ava cites the third. What are the three flaws in the Tznai? So Abai says the problem with the Tznai is it's not a Tznai Kofel. It's not a Tznai Kofel. Tznai has to be both ways. This is not both ways, and therefore it's no good. Bad Tznai. Rava says it's a different problem. What's his Rava's problem? Is that in Hilchos Tznai, where do we learn Hilchos Tznai from? Tznai Bekan Abnei Ruvain. Hilchos Tznai, you need Tznai Kodem Lamaisa. And over here, what's he saying? Hareze Giteich Almenas. So it's Maisa Kodem Letznai. So it's a bad Tznai. Third possibility, Rav Ada Bar Ava, is that when it comes to Tznai Bekan Abnei Ruvain, what was the Tznai? What was the Maisa? The Maisa was land in Eber Yardain. The Tznai was go fight wars. Those are Shalom Adav Rechon. However, over here, what's the Tznai? Here is a get, delivery of a get, on the condition that you deliver it back. So that's essentially the same exact thing, and therefore that's an invalid Tznai. So all of these answers are saying, you have chalos. How do we translate chalos? A legal event. A legal event. And you have a Tznai. So you have a chalos. Legal event, you have a condition, and the condition will bar the chalos unless fulfilled. So what is the first answer essentially saying? If the tnai is flawed, what's the status of the tnai? Flawed tnai equals no tnai. And therefore, when I say, Hare at migureshes li, al menas, al menas shetak zirilis aniyar, Hare at migreshes li amenas shetavzire li es ha niar. So what did I do? If the tnai is flawed,
no tnai.
It's flawed. It's gone. And what did I say? Hare at migreshes li. And what's the din? Migresh. That is the first answer of the Gemara in Maseches Gittin with three alternative permutations, but essentially the same thing. Second answer is the answer given by Rebbe. And Rebbe says, to Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Kola Omer, Amanas, Ka Omer, Me Achshav, Dami. Ha Omer, Amanas, is Ka Omer, Me Achshav, which basically means that when is this get taking place? It's taking place lemafreya. In other words, once she gives back the paper, when is she divorced from? She's divorced retroactively, and therefore it is, look at Rashi, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ka'omer me'achshav dami, v'ishtakach, and therefore it comes out, the b'shas gerushin, nikita laget. She's receiving the get at the shas hanasina, u'la'achar zmani machzeres, and then it's a matana amenas lahachzir shma matana. So it's like Rashi says. In other words, Rashi and Ardaf is going like which approach in this Gemara? It's going like the second approach. Rashi cites matana amenas lahachzir, and essentially, when she gives back the get, she's divorced when? Hello? She's divorced me'achshav. So did she own the get on day one? She owned the get on day one. She received the get on day one. She has to give it back. But she received it on day one. There's a bona fide to see on day one. It's hers on day one, as Rashi points out, as a matana amenas lahachzir, and therefore it's okay. But our topic today is primarily going to be in the first half of the board. The assumption in A, in the first section of the Gemara, is that the tnai works as follows. Hare at migureshes, when you give it back. On the condition, when you give it back. So therefore, when she received the get, was she divorced? She wasn't divorced. Nothing happened when she received the get. So there's a flaw in the nesina. So why in the world is it migureshes? It should be ain't a migureshes. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's migureshes because it's a flaw and it's not. Whereas the second answer to the Gemara, what we're calling B, is basically telling you, no, that the tnai is not a tnai when, but it's a tnai me'achshav. That everything is happening up front, so therefore, when she fulfills the tnai, she's migureshes lemafreya on day one, as matana amenas lahachzir, as Rashi said all along, but now you understand Rashi's only going according to the second approach of the Gemara, Rebbe's approach, not according to the first two approaches. Mazeh? Im hatznai haya beseder, az hadin haya tzarich liot, v'ayyeh ena migureshes. Bidyuk. Did you get that? That's an important point. Rabosai, if the tnai works over here, what will be the din? Ena migureshes. Why? Because at the time of the gerushin, what's she receiving? What's happening?
Nothing.
And therefore, if the tnai works, ena migureshes. Now, there's a fundamental question over here, which Dovi Kimmel raises, and the truth is not Dovi's question, it's everyone's question, primarily Tosa's question. And that is, does this really make sense to you? What did he say? Hare at migureshes amanas shetachziri li es ha nir. We found a flaw in the tnai. One of three possible flaws in the tnai. So what's the din? It's a bad tnai. So what do we do? Bad tnai equals?
No
tnai. And therefore? Migureshes. Is he getting back his paper? Is he getting back his paper? Not getting back his paper. He wants his paper. Is he getting back his paper? So I'm going to come back to this, but let me exacerbate the point that I'm about to make in a much stronger way. And that's based on the Tosfos in Maseches Ksuvos. Look at the Gemara and Ksuvos that you have. Very, very famous Gemara. And the Gemara here addresses when a husband and wife get married, as you know, in addition to the various marriage stuff, there are also obligations that the husband has to the wife and the wife has to a husband. Among the obligations, the Torah says on the Raisa level, the husband is chayiv in sheir ksus va'ona. He's chayiv in sheltering her, clothing her, taking care of her needs, and giving her marital satisfaction. So the husband is deeply interested in marrying her, but he doesn't want to have to deal with, shall we say, the collateral damages. And he liked to be married. He liked the benefits without the burdens. So he tells her, Hare at mikudesh li al menas. She'im lo chalai she'exus va'on. So Rav Meir comes along and says, can he do such a thing? Hare zu mikudeshes utznai batel. Why? Because that's called masna amasha kosava Torah. You can't make a tznai against the Torah. What does the Torah want him to do? The Torah wants him to take care of financial and other needs. And you can't contract out of what the Torah wants you to do. And therefore, the tznai is an invalid tznai based on masa masha kosava Torah. You're making a tznai against the Torah, invalid. Says Rav Yehuda, not so fast. It's valid with respect to monetary matters. When it comes to monetary matters, this is what the Torah would like you to do. However, if she's willing to be mocheles, she can say, listen, thank you very much. I'm okay with it. You don't have to shelter me. I'll shelter myself. Thank you. But when it comes to isurim, things that are not monetary, can she mochel that? No. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? B'davar shivim mamon tznayo kain. When it comes to monetary matter, that will work. And Rashi says, what's monetary in this case? Share v'ksus is monetary. Ono is not monetary. So you can, ono is marital satisfaction. So you can contract out of share v'ksus, but he cannot contract out of ono. And what does the mayor say? He can't even contract out of monetary matters, because it's masan mashkos about Torah, and as a result, what's the halacha is they're married, and he's got to pay. Now, there's an obvious question: does he want to marry her? Does he want to marry her? The answer is yes and no. The answer is yes if
he doesn't.
He says, "I'll marry you on the condition that I don't have to pay these things." What does the mayor say? You're married and you have to pay.
He says,
wait a second. I don't want to marry her if I have to pay. What is a prerequisite to Ishus? Das Kiddush. Das Kone. Does he have Das Kinyan?
Only on
yes
the condition.
And no.
On the condition. So what's our mayor doing? He's being quite paternalistic. And he's saying, you have to satisfy the conditions. You gotta take care of her, and you're married to her. And he says, what do you mean? I don't want to marry her like that. Rabbi Yehuda, do you hear the question?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda say that you're married or not?
Rabbi Yehuda says he's also married, yes. They're married. But he doesn't have to pay Sheikh Chassus.
He says you can make a tznai against the Torah.
You can make a tznai shiva moment against the Torah. Tznai shiva moment against the Torah.
Quasi against the Torah.
Because of mama, when it comes to mama, it's her schus. She can be mochels on her
schus. Which is the same idea as having.
I don't know if you have to get into that. Okay. Are you clear? Go.
Assuming that he doesn't want to marry her, all we're assuming is, all we know from the Tosfos is...
That's a nice shirt you're wearing. I'd like to buy it. Pay $5. What?
No, sir.
$24.99. No, I'll take it for $5. What I was telling you is...
You want the
well,
shirt?
Well, I want the shirt for $5. So you say no. Okay, so now I have to pay $24?
It's a Kenyan.
Now I have to pay $25 for the shirt?
No, he doesn't want
the shirt. I don't want the shirt! That's $25. I want $5. I want her at no Sheikh Tzvona. I don't want her at Sheikh Tzvona.
That's a Kenyan. We hold this is a Kenyan.
Of course it's a Kenyan.
You say Gershon's not a Kenyan.
No. It's a Kiddushin.
You say Kiddushin also not a Kenyan.
It's a Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan. It's not a... It doesn't matter. My point is, there's a transaction. I made a stipulation. You tell my stipulation was all good? Fine, my stipulation is no good. Well, why is that? Why am I bound? I bound myself subject to the stipulation. And now you're binding me not subject to the stipulation. That was my intention. So why am I obligated? Now, both say that's the question, Ksus. Is that question relevant in our city also? Of course it is. Of course, the same as that question. He made a condition on his get. I will divorce you if I get back the paper. What do all these Amorim say? Well, it's a bad tznai, and therefore, you're divorced. What do you mean? I only want to get divorced if I can get the paper back. It's important paper to me. I didn't mean, I'd love to, if I don't get the paper back, I don't want to, I don't want to divorce under those circumstances. How in the world do we say, Be'et Tnai? No Tnai, and the Maisa is Kayam.
It should be no Tnai, and the Maisa isn't Kayam.
That's what it should be. That's what it should be. Dobie, this is your question, essentially. It is.
Is it?
It really is. It is. It is. Yeah. What are you doing yet?
Offering a...
No, not yet. Now, Rabosai, it's a very, very good question. But I'm not taking credit for it. Let's see Tosis. Look at Tosin Ksubis, Daf Nun Vav Merav. Tosin Ksubis, Daf Nun Vav Merav. On the sugya here of Tzna, of Harezu Mekudesha Su Tznai Batal, Tosis writes, Al Korchach, first of all, just to make sure you don't get confused, Al Korchach B'dekafle L'Tzna'eha. We're talking Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you need what kind of Tznai? You need Tznai Kafel, so don't worry, there was a Tznai Kafel. To Amar La, what did he say to her? In Ein Lach Alai Shirksus Va'ona, Hare At Mikudeshes. If you do not demand from me Shirksus Va'ona, Mikudeshes. Vim Lav, Altiyah Mikudeshes. In other words, what did he do? First of all, does this meet all three requirements? It's a Tznai Kofel, it's a Tznai Kod Lamaisa, and it's Tznai B'davar Achir. Yafir. Mitikon Lakaman, Tznai B'davar Achir. It's Tznai Bato, Mishin Namazam Ashkod Va'toira. Filo kavel tzniyah. Typically, it's not batel. Rav Meir mishum the boy it's not kavel. Damar by Homer, so it's not kavel. Good, no problem. V'tema im kena mahi mekudeshes. Why is this hare hitzna befeirush? He made an explicit tznai. Shim yehei la alav sher ksus vaona she'ena mekudeshes. He doesn't want to marry her under these circumstances. So why in the world should there be a good kiddush? And then Tosis writes, if you want to tell me because she's mochel, Rav Meir says she cannot be mochel on something that's called Sabbat Torah. So just like a nazir cannot be mochel and say, I want to be a nazir, but I want to drink wine also. I'm a nazir in the kiddush, I can drink wine and be matam l'meisa. Hello? You can't do that. You're a nazir, you're a nazir. If you're married, Rav Meir says, there is no bifurcation of marriage. Either you're married all in, or you're not married. But if you want to be half married, you're all married. And says Tosis, but I want to be half married. I don't want to be all married. So why should I be all married? That's the kasha.
You should be no married.
You should be no married. So says Tosis. Look at the answer. I'm going to read the answer inside. First of the wide lines, and then you're going to tell me pshat. The Omer Ri, di'i lav di'alfinan mitznai b'nei gada b'nei ruven, hava amina mishum tznai eino mevatas hamaisa. Ve'afil lo yiskayim b'sof hamaisa kayim. Fahasu di'alfinan mehosam de'mahani tznai levat hamaisa, Amrinan de Dafka Kashen Masama Shakos Batora, do me the big up name Ruin. So Histu Ama Shakos Batorah. Does anyone have any idea what
that is? The tribe Megar Ben Ruben was teaching us that it's the Torah, 3 Torah days.
Pretty good. Do you know what you're saying? Okay, I'll explain to you what you're saying. What is a Tanai? A Tanai is words. I did a Maisa Kiddush. I did a Maisa Gerush. Could someone define for me what is a Maisa Kiddush?
Marry.
You can't define the act. Define it.
The ring.
It's the delivery of a ring to the woman with an intention of marriage. Okay? Now, when the husband gives the wife a ring, is the intention that should be a Maisa Kiddush and they be married? That's his ultimate intention. When he gives her this document of Gittin, he did a Maisa Nesina of a get with intention of divorce. The Maisa is an objective, firm, legal event. And now what does he want to do? He wants to thwart the efficacy of that Maisa with words. Saying, well, yes, but only after 30 days. Yes, but only if it's raining tomorrow. Yes, but Only if she gives me back the paper. What is stronger in halacha? Words or maisa?
Maisa.
If it wasn't for a gzeras hakosav called tnai b'nei gad b'nei reuven, could dibur be oker maisa? No.
No.
What allows Dibur to be oker maisa? A gzeras hakosav. The chidush of tnai b'nei gad b'nei reuven is what teaches us, is what elucidates that dibur can be oker maisa. But that means only if you satisfy the terms of the gzeras hakosav. So therefore, what are the terms of the gzeras hakosav? When will we allow dibur to be oker maisa? Well, if the dibur is so clear, how do I maintain total clarity? It's bidirectional, where the tnai precedes the maisa, and where the tnai is external to the maisa, then you are satisfying and establishing a sufficient gzeres hakosav qualifying tnai that the Torah allows to be oker maisa. If you haven't met your definitional requirements of the gzeres hakosav, then where are you? And what's the din by maisa? And what's the din? You did a maisa. Your deed word, your words are not going to be sufficient to be oker maisa. And that is why, let's now read it inside again to make sure I'm saying this right. Okay, and this is what Leibel, I think, was trying to say. The Omeri, the Ilav, the Alfina, Mitznai, B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven, Hava Amina. If it wasn't for Tznai God, this Xeris HaKosav, Hava Amina, the Shum Tznai, Eina Mevatas HaMaisa. You're never going to have a Tznai B'mevatas HaMaisa. The Afilu Lo Yiskayim Basof. Even the Tznai is not fulfilled, HaMaisa Kayam, the Maisa will stand. V'hashta d'yofina me'hosim d'mahani tznai levat la'maisa amrinan dafko k'shein amas mashkos v'atorah d'umi d'bnei gab b'nei reuven shal hiso amashkos v'atorah. In other words, what this Gemara in Ksuvos just adds as a fourth requirement is that you can't be masne neged hatorah. So that's a fourth requirement. That's the same basic idea. And therefore, if the tznai is now flawed, it's no tznai. Tznai is deleted, and you just have maisa. Because in principle, a tznai should never, ever, ever be able to what? Overcome, overwhelm, thwart, block, delay, suspend a formal. That's not true. So, three of you are right. Mr. Tuckman Jr., are you here today?
I'm here today.
And tell us, Shmuley? What? Are you with me?
I am.
Okay, good. Rocky Singer? Okay.
Not a clarifying question.
Not a clarifying question. What? No, let's go on. I don't want to do a sikum right now. Let's move forward. I want to now go into the Tos on our daf. Go to open up Gittin and daf Huff. Daf Chav, our daf. And now, hopefully we'll be able to really understand what Tosfos is saying. And I'm not going to finish everything today that I want to finish, but let's see Tosfos. Now, with the background you have now, we have under our belts the Sugin Ayin Hey, hopefully well. We have under our belts a fundamental principle on the operation of Tzlan. What you learned today, if you chab, was a Shas topic of how Hilchos Tznoim work and the notion of Tznai Begad Bnei Reuven. And now Tos is going to tie this in a little bit to our sugya. Okay, you ready? Take a look. Al Menashe Taksi, really, how many Tos is inside? Anyone got to it? Okay, one person got to it. Okay, what? Al Menashe.
Oh, I thought you were saying like right now.
Right now. No, I'm at. Okay, no one got this. I'm going to do it relatively slowly. It's the second toast on that chaf medes. Almanas shetakziri li haniar migureshes. So the perik mishaox on that vine hay, kaboy, maishna reisha, maishna seifa, mufaresh, lashon echad. In one lashon, the Gemara answers Mishum de Seifa, have it's nai umaisa bedavar echad. Is that in the second case, in the case of Amenas, it's tnai umaisa bedavar echad, but have it's nai batel umaisa kai. De kasavra hu lishna, because that lashon assumes, de omer Amenas, when you say Amenas, lav ka omer me achshav dami, it is not as if you're saying what? Me'achshav lemafreya. The ain get yachul lachul, and the get is not going to be chal ad sheyachziru until she does what? Returns it. In other words, when you return it, it's a get. Therefore, the oz ef shel is garish. And at that point, when she returns it, who owns the paper?
She does.
He does. And when is the get applying? Now. He owns the paper, and the get is applying now. Guess what? That's the reisha. That's the reisha. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. If it's a tnai of when, so when she gives back the get, who owns the get? He does. And when is the get chal? Now. So the get is being chal now when he owns the get? That's exactly the reisha. That's exactly the question the Gemara is asking. Maishna reisha.
So they're not divorced.
So they're not divorced. They shouldn't be divorced. So why is it safe to say they are divorced?
Does that mean to say that they were divorced at the time?
They were not divorced. No, it's when you give back the get. When you give it back. Amenas is not Me'asha.
She's still an issue,
but I'm saying, didn't she own the get in between that time?
It doesn't matter. That's not when the get was chal. The get was not chal Me'asha. The get was chal in the future, kind of above. 1 second. Because some who listen to Omer Amenas live come me after them, they ain't get yachol uchulachi akziru. They oz yachol zgarshen. I get biyada. Hilchach afa pi shekziruha she afa pi shelo hekziraso. You guys, you just remember 1 second. Oz yachol zgarshen. I get biyada. Hilchach afa pi shelo hekziraso migureshes. Oh, migureshes. Right. No. So according to the. According to the Maskana Sagama, according to the Gemara, again, on Daf Ayin Hey, if she doesn't fulfill the Tanai, she didn't give it back, is she divorced? Yeah. Yes, why? Because it wasn't a good Tanai. Yafeh, yafeh. Okay, so far so good? That's a restatement. We haven't done anything dramatically new. So far so good? Who's the author of that din that you need? Who's the author of the din that you need Tanai Yumaisa B'davar Echad? You can't have a Tanai Maisa B'davar Echad? That was Rada Barab. Okay, yafeh. What's Rava's din over there on Daf Ayin Hey? That you need Tanai Kodem Le Mais. Okay, so now comes along Moshe Papier. And he says, what about that Esro case? What about the Esro case? I'm going to explain the Esro case. You have the first day of Sukkot. And you need an Esrog, you don't have an Esrog. There's only one Esrog in town. Esrogs are very expensive. You want only one esrog. And esrog has to be lachem. So how do you get this esrog all around? Or I want to use the esrog later. I want you to use it now. I want you to go to the hashkan minyan. I want to use it later. So what do? You give a matana amenas le lahagzir. Look at Tulsus. Rava says in Kiddushin Davav. It's also a sugya in Maseches Sukkah. Heilach esrog ze. Take this esrog. On the condition that you return it. Now listen carefully. So I give it to you on the condition that you return it to me. The Gemara says, in order for you, Rav Eli, to shake that esrog and it be yours, what must you do?
Return it.
You must return it. You have to satisfy the tanai. If you don't satisfy the tanai, then whose esrog is it? It's mine. It's the original owner. It's the original owner. I give the esrog to Rav Eli. Amenas shetach ziru. In order for the esrog to be Rav Eli's, in order to do what? To be yotzei, he has to do what? He has to satisfy the tanai. If he doesn't return it, then it was never his. So for it to work, what's critical is it has to come back to me. Wait a second. Wait a second, wait a second. But this is Rava who said that. And Rava requires Tnai Kodem Le Maisa. What was the case over there? What was the case over there? He says, Heilach esrog zeh b'matana. Take the esrog as a matana. Almanas. Shetach ziru. So what do you have over there? Maisa kodem le tznai. What did Rebbe say, Rava say over here when you have a maisa kodem le tznai? It's a bad tznai. If it's a bad tznai, the maisa is kain, even if you don't fulfill the tznai. Even if she didn't give back the paper, what's the halacha? Migureshes. So why in Maseches Sukkah, if Rav Eli did not give back the what? The esrog, is it lo yatsa? That's Tosas Kasha. That's a beautiful Kasha. You're going to be very, very dissatisfied with the text. You're going to be dissatisfied with the text. It's a good Kasha. Look inside. Look inside. So says Tosas. The rabbi that comes to the condition hey look as matana and ask you look zero yatsa lo savar kahulishna. So rabbi does not require rabbi adbarava that you have. Notice this is also tznai bedavrecha. You see how it's tznai bedavrecha? Take the esrog and give it back. So what's that called? Davrecha. So it fails that too. Don't worry about that. Because Rav Adi Bar Abba said that. It wasn't Rav who said that. But Tosa says, Elo Rav Latameh, to be first, per Misha Oxa. That's that fine, hey. Misha Dahavi Maisa called Mitznai, for Alpha Gab, the Bahida Esrog, Nami Maisa Kodam Litznai. So the answer is, Lo Dak Rav Bemese, Lemin Katatznai, Kamosha Tsark Lahasnos. When Rav wrote that case over there in Suk in Esrog, he wasn't teaching Hilchos Tznayim. He was teaching Hilchos Esrog. He wasn't being precise. He wasn't being precise about Hilchos Tznayim. Of course the Tznai was. On the condition that you give it back to me, here's your Esrog. Of course that's what was said. But he wasn't teaching me Hilchos Tznayim over there. He was teaching me the Din of Lachet. And therefore, lo duck b'milseh. Lo duck b'milseh. So as I said, I didn't think you'd be fully satisfied with the approach of this thesis. There's another approach. So believe me, tomorrow we'll start with the approach that is found in the sugya in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Nuntes, I believe. We'll wrap this up and we'll plow into our next sugya. Okay, you got to have this down. This is very, very important stuff. Do you have this down? Because if you don't, you're going to be embarrassed. What? Okay, we'll stop here.